What's up, Turks and Caicos? That's right, it's Ashley Brooks back again with another episode of Sports on the Go, your weekly update for all things sports. Happy Wednesday. I hope you guys are having a great week thus far. And as always, we have a jam-packed show for you guys today, so we're going to go ahead and dive right into it. Starting off with the PPL, we had three matches over the weekend, so we're going to dive into the scores right now. First up, we have Preble United SC versus the Flamingos SC. That game ended in a 1-1 tie. The goal scorers for Preble United was number 7, Junior Duran, in minute 24. And the goal scorer for Flamingos were number 14, Schneider Jean-Franz Lewis, in minute 15. Next up, we had Teachers FC versus Preble United FC. The Teachers FC won that match 7-0. The goal scorers in that match were number 14, Ishmael Athis, in minute 13 and 45. Number 20, Drobengi Chirito, in minute 23. Number 9, Henry Jean Pierre, in minute 40. Number 10, Roland Montpriere, in minute 57 and 86. And number 11, Disney Charles, in minute 90. And lastly, we had the Academy Eagles FC versus the SWA Sharks FC. The Sharks won that matchup 1-0. The lone goal scorer in this game was number 10, Brian Gregg, in minute 54. Player of the match for Preble United SC was number 15, Ralph Diamond. Moving right along in some local sports news, we have some updates on some cricket action. We had the Red Strikers versus GK Foods. The TCICA Senior Men Cricket Competition continued Sunday the 30th of November at the Downtown Ballpark in Providence Islands, with GK Foods returning to its winning ways. The game was reduced to 12 overs per team because the weather conditions resulted in a late start. GK Foods won the toss and inserted Red Strikers to bat, who reached a total of 103 runs for 6 wickets from 12 overs. The top scorers were LeVon Marthin with 30 runs consisting of 4 fours and 1 six, Chabby Charlery with 25 runs consisting of 2 fours and 1 six. Damien St. Ange chipped in with 10 runs consisting of 2 fours. Bowling for GK Foods, Rajukumar Kasi took 1 wicket for 13 runs from 3 overs. And bowling for Red Strikers, Damien St. Ange took 3 wickets for 25 runs from 3 overs. The competition continues this Sunday, December 7th, where Beaches, after their long streak of losses, will try to get back to their winning ways against the previous tournament champions, Omars. And next up in local sports news, we have an update to the Inter-High softball schedule. As you guys know, the games have been postponed due to inclement weather. So we have an update for you guys. So this Friday, December 5th at 3 p.m., we have Elite High School versus Maranatha. At 4:30 p.m., we have Wesley Methodist versus Clement Howell High School. This Saturday, December 6th at 9:30 a.m., we have Marjorie Basin High School versus T-Sips. At 11 a.m., we have British West Indies Collegiate versus Raymond Gardner. At 12:30 p.m., we have Marjorie Basin versus Wesley Methodist. And at 2 p.m., we have A. Louise Garland versus Elite High School. So a lot of softball action this weekend. Again, this is the updated schedule due to inclement weather that postponed the previous games. So this weekend, Friday and Saturday, we will have a host of games for inter-high softball. And lastly, in some local sports news, Thanksgiving weekend brought us a lot of action for inter-high basketball, so we'll dive into those scores right now. First up, we had Maranatha versus Raymond Gardner High School. Maranatha won that matchup 60-27. We had Wesley Methodist High School versus Elite High School. Wesley Methodist won that matchup 49-44. We had British West Indies Collegiate versus Marjorie Basin High. British won that matchup 54-50. We had T-Sips versus A. Louise Garland. T-Sips won that matchup 57-43. And lastly, we had H.J. Robinson High School versus Marjorie Basin. H.J. won that matchup 47-40. So after a weekend of basketball, here are the standings as follows. Wesley Methodist is in first place for Group A with 3 wins. Maranatha is also tied for first with 3 wins. Clement Howell High School has 1 win. Elite High School has 1 win. And Raymond Gardner High is yet to win a game. Next up in Group B, we have H.J. Robinson High School, British West Indies Collegiate, and T-Sips all tied with 2 wins. Next, we have Marjorie Basin High School with 1 win, and A. Louise Garland Thomas is yet to win a game. Moving right along to some regional sports news, we're going to start with the sport of basketball. Jamaica and TNT failed to medal at the FIBA 3-on-3 AmeriCup qualifiers. Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago finished 9th and 10th respectively when the 2025 FIBA 3-on-3 AmeriCup concluded over the weekend. Jamaica's quartet of Nikolai Brown, Malik Lawrence Anderson, Jubilani Newby, and Duran Scott were eliminated from medal contention after suffering 2 close defeats to Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic on Saturday. The previously unbeaten Jamaicans were edged by Puerto Rico 21-20 in their opening match in Pool B before going down to Dominican Republic 17-15 in another tight encounter. Meanwhile, TNT's team of Chike Augustine, Akeem Boyd, and Tyreek Singh put up a commendable showing despite losses to Canada and Argentina in the main draw. TNT lost to Canada 21-16 and 21-17 to Argentina in Pool C action. USA captured both the men's and women's titles, with both teams going undefeated throughout the tournament. Moving right along to the sport of cricket, head coach of the Barbados Pride, Vasper Driggs, has lauded his team's work ethic after they captured the CG United Super 50 Cup title in Trinidad on Saturday. The Pride captured the U.S. $100,000 first prize with a dominant 9-wicket victory over the home side Trinidad and Tobago Red Force at the Brian Lara Cricket Academy to claim their first Super 50 title since 2018. Speaking to members of the media on Sunday, moments after touching down at the Grantley Adams International Airport in Barbados, Drake said the team's preparation before and during the tournament was a major factor in their success. Drake praised the leadership of Captain Kyle Mayers while pointing out that it had been a total team effort. "The captain really led from the front. He led exceptionally well, and he was supported by the whole group, Craig Brathwaite sharing his wisdom, Desmond Haynes, and then having the support of the BCA. This trophy means so much, not only to the BCA, but to the people of Barbados, and I'm really happy for everyone." So a big shout out to the Barbados Pride on winning their first United Super 50 Cup. Hopefully this success continues, and we look to see more and more championships from this squad. Moving right along to some international sports news. Over the weekend, we had some MLS matches. As you guys know, the playoffs are underway, so we'll dive into those scores right now. On Saturday, 29th of November, we had Inter Miami versus New York City. Inter Miami won that match 5-1. Next up, we had San Diego FC versus Vancouver. Vancouver won that matchup 3-1. So this Saturday, December 6th, will be the Cup Final. Inter Miami versus Vancouver. So we'll definitely keep you guys posted when that match is over to let you know who won the Cup Final. Moving right along to some NFL action. We had a jam-packed week last week of football, so let's dive into it. Starting with Thursday night football, we had the Lions versus Packers. Packers won that match 31-24. We had the Cowboys versus Chiefs. The Cowboys won 31-28. And we had the Ravens versus the Bengals. The Bengals won 32-14. On Friday, we had the Eagles versus the Bears. The Bears won that matchup 24-15. Next up on Sunday, we had the Dolphins versus the Saints. The Dolphins won that matchup 21-17. We had the Colts versus Texans. The Texans won 20-16. We had the Jets versus the Falcons. The Jets won 27-24. We had the 49ers versus the Browns. The Niners won 26-8. We had the Panthers versus the Rams. The Panthers win 31-28. We had the Jaguars versus the Titans. Jags win 25-3. We had the Buccaneers versus the Cardinals. The Bucks won 20-17. We had the Seahawks versus the Vikings. The Seahawks won 26-0. We had the Steelers versus the Bills. The Bills won 26-7. We had the Chargers versus the Raiders. The Chargers won 31-14. We had the Broncos versus Commanders. The Broncos won 27-26 in overtime. And we had the Patriots versus Giants on Monday Night Football. Patriots won 33-15. And on tomorrow, we have a nice matchup, Lions versus Cowboys on Thursday Night Football. That match will start at 9:15 p.m. We also had some NBA action on yesterday, so we'll dive into those scores. We have the 76ers versus Wizards. The Sixers won 121-102. We have the Raptors versus Trailblazers. Raptors won 121-118. We have the Celtics versus the Knicks. The Celts won 123-117. We have the Spurs versus Grizzlies. Spurs won 126-119. We had the Pelicans versus the Timberwolves. The Wolves won 149-142. And we had the Thunder versus the Warriors. Thunder won 124-112. So, my good people, that's my time for today. Again, my name is Ashley Brooks. This was Sports on the Go right here on Radio Turks and Caicos 89.1 FM, the number one station in the nation. I hope you guys have an amazing Wednesday, and I'll see you right back here on Friday, same place, same time.